Okay, today marks our first ever episode of VidTalk, so we're looking at a video that talks about forming first impressions.
That's right, so let's talk about that vid. Everybody, you're listening to VidTalk on ICRT, brought to you by VoiceTube. We are here every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. My name is JR, and sitting next to me is my co-host.
Hey everybody, my name is Ray.
Hey Ray, this is our first time on the air. How's it going so far?
I'm pumped. I'm really excited for this new program.
You are? I'm nervous. I think I might pee my pants.
Wait, sit a little bit farther away from me.
I'll wait for commercial time.
Okay, so JR, what is VidTalk?
Okay, VidTalk. What is VidTalk? Literally, video talk. Now, you know, there's all kinds of funny, interesting, educational videos out there on the internet,
yep.
On YouTube. We choose one every single week and bring it to you on the show.
Right, so it's a conversation about videos, right? But not just that. We're going to teach you English through our program.
Yeah, so you can expect that it's going to be a little bit slang. It can be useful English or come in handy English. It's going to be fun.
By the way, we're not just talking about this on our show independently. We're going to issue a challenge to you. And if you participate in our challenges, you'll get a chance to get your response live on air.
Yeah, we want the show to be mutual, actually. So you can actually also decide which video that we're going to talk about each single week. Just let us know on our website, voicetube.com/radio. That again, voicetube.com/radio.
So, Drea, what are we talking about today? What's the video topic for today?
Okay, so the video that we're talking about today is talking about forming first impressions. Now, the story is, imagine yourself, you're in a football stadium, you're watching your favorite team play, and sitting next to you is this obnoxious guy rooting for the other team. He's not only rooting for his own team, he's making fun of your team.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that is awful. I would punch him. And he's being very loud and spilling his drink on you. What do you think about him now?
Yeah, you must have a really bad impression on that guy. Yeah. But what happens in the video? Okay, so on the next day, when you're out in the rain, it's pouring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes along and offers you an umbrella.
Nah, that's sweet.
Who could it be? The same obnoxious guy from yesterday. Now, what do you think of him now? Do you change your impression on him based on this second encounter? Or do you retain your first initial bad impression about him?
So that's what we're talking about today. How people form their first impressions, and is it changeable? Is it changeable? What do you think?
Yeah, I think, well, to me, my gut tells me I really have a very firm first impression on people.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So, I hardly ever change my first impression.
Oh, I hope I have a good first impression on you.
To be honest, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, for me, I think different people, they look into different things when they see a person and form different first impressions upon that. For me, personal hygiene is my first priority.
Personal hygiene? What do you mean?
Yeah, because I have these friends who are business people. They wear these very smart and tidy suits.
Uh-huh.
It makes them look very good, and their hair is all well combed. But one thing that really disturbs me is their nose hair. Their nose hair. They don't trim their nose hair. They let it stick out from their nose, and all the time I'm talking to them trying to do business, I'm looking at their nose.
So it's really, that really penetrates your mind.
It penetrates your mind. You just can't focus.
You don't change your first impression on him since that encounter?
It gets really hard, you know. I don't think they have a chance.
So would you say that that's a quality or something that you're judgmental of when you're looking at someone for the first time?
I think it differs from person to person, right?
Yeah.
I think if something outweighs another, mm-hmm. it sticks that way.
That's what's talked about in the video,
yes,
too.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what it talks about is that negative behaviors, or nose hair in this case, outweighs positive behaviors for some reason. So what do you think is that? What do you think that when someone performs a highly immoral action, for example, it has a really big impact on someone's impression?
You know, because it's rare. you know, it's out of the norm.
Yeah.
That's probably why people think it's, you know, unacceptable.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what's talked about in the video.
And the daily goods that we do, like lending your umbrella to somebody.
Yeah.
Or like helping somebody cross the road. Those are the minor things that people tend to, you know, take for granted.
Yeah, you can expect that from anyone. Right?
Yeah,
any
exactly.
Joe Doe, they do that.
Exactly. But not everyone, like, does those what you just mentioned.
Yeah, obnoxious things, spilling your drinks and making
exactly.
fun of your team, sticking your,
sticking your nose hair out.
Yeah, so in the video, this is defined as, there's actually a jargon for it. It's defined as comparative rarity.
Comparative rarity.
What that means is, the definition is, we weigh bad more because good is more prevalent.
Oh, it is.
Yep. So that is exactly why we tend to take in the bad stuff that people do. We're most susceptible to them because they're more rare. We don't see them as often.
Okay, so based upon what we were just talking about, Ray, it seems that it's very hard to change your mind once you've said it. But in real life, have you ever had the experience of changing your mind about somebody? Under what circumstances?
If I have to say, I think I do have that kind of experience. There's this one guy that I know back from middle school, right? So the first time I met him, he came off as a really rude and selfish guy.
What kind of qualities that gave you that impression?
Well, he's kind of, he thinks of himself as the center of the world, right? So he he walks around talking to people just off the top of his head. So he doesn't care about other people's feelings. So if he thinks that you're doing poorly on something, he will say you suck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if he thinks that someone is not treating him properly, he would retaliate. He would attack them verbally.
Oh, really?
He's someone with a really strong personality. So he came off as, well, yeah, like I said, rude and selfish. And that first impression stuck with me for a good while.
For a year?
Yeah, for about a year, yeah.
Oh, man. So how did you change your impression? Because as you said, it's been 1 year of that impression stuck in your mind.
Yeah, so for that 1 year, I didn't consider him as my friend. But for some reason, the reason I changed my mind about him was, there was this one time when I was kind of like in a low in my life. I was not getting to where I wanted to be and my grades were not that good. And I'm meeting with some difficulties in life. And guess what? He's the first one who stepped out and reached out to me.
He helped really?
Me. And he stood out for me when I was facing some difficulties.
How did that make you feel, though? Because, like, that's the person that you hated in the past, and all of a sudden...
I didn't hate him. Wait.
Oh, you didn't hate him?
I didn't hate him.
You gave me the wrong impression that you hated him.
I disliked him.
Oh, you disliked him.
Yeah. So, yes, that action kind of, like, flipped a switch. So I changed my mind about it because of that...
That single behavior.
Yeah, that single behavior, that out of the ordinary behavior.
Oh, so as we were just talking about, if it's something that's rare or something out of the norm, it has a chance of outweighing the other side, like the bad impressions or the good impressions.
Yeah, that is true. So we invite you, think about you and how you form first impressions. And think about the last time that you changed your mind about someone. Did that person do something just plain ordinary? Or did he do something out of the ordinary?
But let's take a back look into the video. What happened in the end? What was the outcome?
Yeah, so remember the video? We had that guy from the football, right? Football game. And he was offered an umbrella from the same obnoxious guy. So according to the video, because he thinks this guy, what he acted, what he did at the football game, being obnoxious, spilling drinks, that's absurd. But in comparison, offering someone an umbrella in
that's
a rainy day
that everybody would do.
Yeah, that's plain.
Oh, right.
So in the end, that guy decided to go with his first impression and write him off.
So the conclusion is a jerk will always be a jerk?
No. That's not really the conclusion. The conclusion is the reason there is such a thing as comparative rarity, the reason why we form bad and lasting impressions about someone is because there's more good in this world.
Ah, that sounds much brighter. Much brighter than what I thought.
Yeah, that's the lesson behind this video.
So if you want to know what we're talking about, look it up on our website. We got the video up right there. Once again, it's voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio. Look it up right there, and we're going to hit a short break right here. Going to be back with a little bit more on the show.
See ya.
again. We're back here on the show. This is VidTalk. I'm JR, and sitting next to me
is Ray.
This part of the show is where we teach you a little bit of the English and the phrases that are in this video. And by the way, if you want to check out the video, it's on VoiceTube, voicetube.com/radio.
好，那我们现在来聊一下一些在影片里面的英文句子或者是单字。那在这个 Should you trust your first impression 这个影片里面呢，我们选了五个句子。那我们来听一下第一个句子。
He's loud, he spills his drink on you, and he makes fun of your team.
他很吵，饮料洒在你的身上，还嘲笑你的球队。
He's loud, he spills his drink on you, and he makes fun of your team. Gosh.
他很吵， he's loud, 他饮料洒在你的身上， he spills his drinks on you, 嘲笑你的球队， he makes fun of your team. 这边我们要看的是 makes fun of, 嘲笑。So, JR, can you make a sentence out of make fun of?
Oh, I can easily make a sentence out of this. I have fun making fun of Ray.
Okay, that is a very good example and a bad example at the same time.
No, it's a good example.
Okay, 好, I have fun making fun of Ray. 这个是我很享受嘲笑 Ray. 所以这边是 making fun of Ray, 嘲笑某人。所以 making fun of 加上一个名词。那这边又用了一个 fun, 其实 JR 又用了一个 fun. Have fun, right?
Yeah, so, 我很享受嘲笑 Ray 的感觉。
对, so have fun doing something, right? Yeah. So you can have fun swimming, you can have fun dancing, you can have fun sleeping, I guess.
Have fun listening to the show.
Right, you can have fun listening to VidTalk.
Yeah.
好，所以这个地方呢 ，have fun 跟 make fun of 是不一样的哦。还有 JR， 其实啊，我常常听到有人会讲到说 fun。跟 funny 这两个是不一样的。
Oh, okay, this is something that people like, get wrong all the time. This actually happened to me this weekend. I was having a fun time with my friends. We were playing soccer together, and one of my friends started to say, "Oh, this is funny. This is funny." I'm like, "No, this is not funny.
This is
fun.
Right? This is fun."
Oh, 因为他想要说，哦，这今天踢球好好玩哦，好好玩哦。他就说 ，"This is funny. This is funny." Actually, funny.Can have two meanings. Funny is kind of neutral.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it means it's interesting, it's fun, but sometimes it means it's strange, it's bizarre, it's geeky.
Yeah, it's fishy.
Yeah.
So funny, 它其实有两面的意思哦。它可以是很有趣的意思，也是 interesting 有趣的意思。但是它有时候被用在奇怪古怪的这个意思上面。举例来说，如果你说 something looks funny。Something smells funny.
Like Ray looks funny.
And JR smells funny.
Oh, that's even worse.
所以这边的话就绝对不是赞美，我们不是在赞美彼此哦。这里的 funny 就是奇怪，所以看起来奇怪，闻起来奇怪。还有，如果我们说 that's funny， 这个的话可以有两种意思哦。
It means it's interesting or either, oh man, that's kind of strange.
对，如果今天是你听一个笑话 ，Oh, that's funny. 哦，这个笑话很好笑。
Right, right.
但是如果今天For example, if you're in a lab coat, right, you're doing some experiment, 你在做实验的时候 something went wrong. This is funny, that's funny. 这个好像有点怪怪的，好像出错了。
Right.
所以 fun 跟 funny 是不一样的哦，这边要注意。
Yeah, so when you use these words, you gotta be cautious or it's gonna sound funny.
Yeah, that's a great sentence. Okay, 那我们来听一下第二句。
Alright, so let's get along to the next phrase that we're gonna teach you today. Hear this out.
Do you change your mind about him based on this second encounter? Or do you go with your first impression and write him off?
你会根据这个第二次相遇改变你对他的想法吗？还是你依旧相信你的第一印象，不打算改变想法
？Do you change your mind about him based on this second encounter, or do you go with your first impression and write him off?
Do you change your mind about him? 你会改变你对他的想法吗 ？Based on this second encounter 就是根据这个第二次的相遇。所以 ，Do you go with your first impression? 这边就是你相信你的第一印象，你跟随你的第一印象。And write him off, 不打算改变想法。所以这边的 write him off 就是不考虑，打发的意思。
Right, to drop him.
Yeah, to drop him.
Not consider him.
So can you like make a sentence with that, JR?
Okay, I asked for a raise, but my boss wrote me off.
No, we asked for a raise, but our boss wrote us off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he said he might fire us tomorrow.
Right, 所以这边 write off 就是不考虑。所以我们刚刚的句子是什么？刚刚句子是说我们跟老板提加薪，对不对？但是老板不考虑，老板 write us off, brush us off. Yeah.所以这个 write us off 它有另外一个同义字，它可以说 brush
off
someone off, right? Brush
off, like using a brush to brush something off.
Your shoulder, brush off, brush off, 把它扫掉，不考虑的意思。所以 write him off, brush him off. 所以 write someone off, brush someone off 就是不考虑某人，打发某人的意思。
Right.
好，那我们来继续看我们第三个句子。
Let's get on to our next video right here.
Research suggests that this bias occurs because immoral behaviors are more diagnostic or revealing of a person's true character.
研究指出会产生这种偏见是因为不道德的行为比较能判断出或是显露出一个人真正的个性。
Research suggests that this bias occurs because immoral behaviors are more diagnostic or revealing of a person's true character.
Research suggests, 研究指出 that this bias occurs, 所以 bias 会产生这种偏见是因为 because immoral behaviors are more diagnostic or revealing, 对，是因为不道德的行为比较能够判断出或是显露出A person's true character, 一个人的真正的个性。
That's right.
所以我们这边要看的是 bias 这个字，对不对？
B-I-A-S.
Bias 是什么意思？
Bias means like you have prejudice towards somebody.
Prejudice. 听到 prejudice 就让我想到有一个电影，应该是一个小说
了。
Right, Pride and Prejudice. 骄傲、傲慢与偏见。
Right.
对 Pride and Prejudice. 所以 prejudice 跟Bias 都是偏见的意思
Right
Right So like can you make a sentence that JR
I have a bias against people who are more good looking than me Approximately more than half of the world
Do you have a bias against me?
Yes
No I don't think so Okay 这边 have a bias against someone 或者是你可以用、have
towards.
a bias towards right,
right
have, a, have a bias towards someone
I have a bias towards Ray because he's more good looking than I am honestly
no, that's a lie okay bias 跟 prejudice 这边都是偏见的意思好所以这是我们今天要看的单字
and let's get on to our fourth sentence for today hear this out
well not necessarily certain types of learning don't seem to lead to this sort of negativity bias
这个嘛也不一定是这样特定几种的学习似乎不会导致这种负面的偏见
Well, not necessarily Certain types of learning don't seem to lead to this sort of negativity bias
好 well, 这个嘛 Not necessarily 也不一定是这样 Certain types of learning 这个就是特定几种的学习 Don't seem to lead to this sort of negativity bias 似乎不会导致这种负面的偏见所以我们这边要看的是这个 not necessarily 我一直觉得有些英文字 很有趣特别是副词它的那个音节都超多的
right right
the necessary
necessarily
你只是讲个不一定你要讲好久 not necessary
not necessarily
而且我们在跌倒的时候也是我们中文就讲哎呀就好了
right
英文我们要讲 oops
oops
oops,
oops.Ouch
要三个音节 Well anyway 我们这边就看的是 Not necessarily 这个意思是不一定是这样、
Right Not necessarily can also mean、You can also say Not technically Not exactly
Right Not technically Not exactly So like can you make a sentence that JR?
Well You should make a sentence Like Do you work out?
Not technically.
I thought so. I thought so.
Yeah, I'm like
looking at Ray is kind of slim, right?
I'm skinny. I'm like to the bone. I only have like bone and skin. I don't have any flesh.
Not technically. So it's sort of like in Chinese, 技术上来讲没有了，
是很迂回的答案。你没有讲是，也没有讲不是。
Not technically. Yeah.
Are you dating right now? Not technically. Are you hungry?Not technically.
So are you hungry or not?
Necessarily, not exactly. 又想让人揍你。
yeah, exactly.
这个很好用。所以 not necessarily 就是不一定是这样的意思。
Right, right, right. And the last sentence that we're going to learn today and the phrase is this one.
In the situation with the obnoxious football fan turned good Samaritan,
在那个讨厌的足球迷变成了好心人的情况。
In the situation with the obnoxious football fan turned good Samaritan,
所以在那个情况这边情况 in the situation 嘛那什么样子的情况呢 with the obnoxious football fan turned good Samaritan 这好长啊 obnoxious football fan turned good Samaritan 这是一整个名词哦这个是讨厌的足球迷 变成了好心人的情况。
Like what turned into something? Like a good turned into bad person.
Yeah. 这边的话我们可以看到的是 obnoxious 这个字。Obnoxious 是什么意思？ Obnoxious
is like, man, you, when you don't like something, when it
yeah, annoys you, irritates
yeah,
you.
Yeah, annoying. Yeah.
Can you make a sentence of that?
The most obnoxious human being in the world would be...My nephew.
Your nephew. I thought you were going to say something like Hitler or
Justin Bieber.
Your nephew? Why your nephew?
I know, I'm just kidding. I love my nephew. Okay. I love you. I know you're listening right now.
Okay, so the most obnoxious human being, 世界上最讨厌的人是我的侄子。这有点像是小屁孩的概念嘛。
Right. Obnoxious kid.
Right, obnoxious. 但是我们这边还有另外一个字哦，就是 obnoxious football fan turnGood Samaritan. 这边 Good Samaritan 是什么意思？
Well, Good Samaritan actually comes from the Bible.
对对对，所以 Good Samaritan 其实是圣经的一个故事嘛，对不对？所以在圣经当中啊，撒玛利亚人这个民族啊，其实是被歧视的一个民族。他们觉得这个民族是非常的低俗的，非常的不好的一个民族。但是呢，在圣经的一个故事当中，有一个撒玛利亚人，他非常的善良，帮助了许多的人，所以 Good Samaritan 在英文当中就变成是一个善良的人的一个代名词。
Right. And it's oftenly used. Good Samaritan.
Right, he's a good Samaritan.
Yeah, he's a good Samaritan.
Yeah. Okay, 所以这就是我们今天的这五句。So we had five sentences and we taught you some English that's used in this video.
So that's about it for today. Once again, do remember we have a challenge for you. Log on to our website and record your usage of one of the sentences or phrases that you learned today, and you just might win. And do we have prizes?
Yeah, we do have a prize. The prize is your chance and your shot
to have a photo with Ray.
No. Your shot to have your response live on air here on ICRT.
Oh, that sounds nice.
If we like your response.
Yeah, if we like it. Yeah. If we don't have a bias towards it.
所以说我们这边有一个挑战要给大家哦，我们刚刚教了大家五个不同的英文片语或者是单字的用法，那现在可以登入我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio， 在这边可以录制你的回应。那你的回应可以是使用任何一个句子当中的片语或者是单字来去造句。你在上面录音造句留言的时候呢，会有一个机会可以在下一集的节目，我们会把你的 response 播出在 ICRT 上面。
That sounds nice. I know people love to be on the air. Like people go crazy when they're on the air. Mom and Dad, I'm on the air!
Yeah, 妈，我在这里。
Alright, once again, the website is voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio. You can also vote for the next video that we're going to talk about next Monday, right?
对，你们在网页的最下面，如果到 voicetube.com/radio， 在网页的最下面呢，会有四个影片让你挑选，所以你可以决定我们下一集 JR 跟我呢要讨论哪一个影片。
All right, that's voicetube.com/radio. Next Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. We're always going to be here for you guys. And at the meantime, if you want to look us up, you can always look up Ray at his website.
Ray2English on Facebook.
On Facebook, and mine is JR Lee Radio. Thank you very much for listening to the show today. It's about time for us to wrap it up and say goodbye, right?
Right.
All right, God bless you all.
And we'll see you next Monday.
Next Monday, 8 p.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.